Anyway, our next storyteller is from a group that the nerdologues like to call our comedy. Are we the boyfriend or the girlfriend? I don't know how this works.
You're the girlfriend.
We're the girlfriend. So this is from our comedy boyfriend, improvised Star Trek, Sean Kelly.
A little while ago, I was like, "Oh, the Neurologues are our comedy girlfriend." So when I was thinking about the concept of sound ideas, I'm an improviser with Improvised Star Trek, but I'm also a writer. Technically my job title is content marketing writer, which is kind of a bullshitty way of just saying I write long things for companies. But I was thinking about phrases and phrasing. And in addition to all that other stuff, I'm also really into fitness. I do CrossFit, and I've been doing a lot more powerlifting lately. And so I follow a lot of fitness blogs and, like, fitness personalities. And fitness people love inspirational content, and they're constantly posting, like inspirational phrases. But a lot of them are, like, really awful and douchey. And so a couple years ago, I wrote this thing on my blog, my personal blog, about a phrase that really irritates me. And it's gotten a ton of views. If you Google this phrase, it shows up on the first page of the Google search. And it's also gotten so many negative comments. Like, I haven't gotten so many physical threats since I was in grade school. And so I'm gonna read that piece that I wrote about 2 years ago now. So I'd like to take a moment to dissect a phrase that pops up in my Facebook, Tumblr, and Pinterest, MySpace feeds quite a bit. That kind of bothers me. And that phrase is, a tiger, or sometimes a wolf or a lion, doesn't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. And here are some points in no particular order explaining why the reasons why this phrase cheeses my grits. So first, tigers and lions don't really eat that many sheep. And I did some research and looked this up. They tend to eat wild animals like deer and boar. Sometimes they'll hunt and kill baby elephants. And once in a while, they'll hunt and kill domesticated animals. But where they live, for the most part, there really aren't that many sheep. So, of course, they aren't going to lose sleep over the opinions of sheep, because for the most part, they probably don't even know what a sheep is. Saying a tiger or lion doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep is like saying a whale doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of a unicorn. And number two, do tigers even get insomnia? Like, are they genetically able to lose sleep over an opinion? Number three, and here's my big problem. The central meaning of the phrase is basically that powerful, confident people shouldn't stay awake at night worrying about the opinions of other people. Specifically, they, the human predator, should not let the opinions of people who are beneath them, sheeple, I just barfed in my mouth after saying that, cause them concern. Basically, the phrase implies, I am a superior human, and I don't care what you peasants think about me. Isn't that just a little gross? The idea that anyone would think, I am a superior human. The things I do and think place me over other people, and therefore I should not concern myself with those people's opinions. I mean, what gives someone the right to think that they are above someone else? Because you make more money than other people, or because you think you work harder than other people, or because you think you're more creative than them. And how do you know that you work harder or are smarter or whatever? Like, did you see a chart somewhere that shows that empirically you're better than other humans? Is there a universal ranking of all humans somewhere that tells us where we stand on the food chain of humanity? And can I see it so I can make judgments about the methodology that they use in that ranking? So as a sub-thing that I take issue with, maybe you shouldn't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep, but it's generally a bad idea to banish all knowledge of those opinions from your mind. Knowing what other people or what sheep are thinking about gives you knowledge that helps you make better, more informed decisions. Like, maybe as a tiger, you should spend some time in sheep chat rooms or read a sheep magazine, like Sheeple Magazine. Make some spreadsheets and charts that detail what kinds of things sheep are thinking, and then when you've really gotten to know some sheep, you can make a better decision about how to approach them, hunt them, and kill them. Look, I get it. The core of the phrase, what it should say, is it's not healthy to stress out about other people's opinions and just be yourself. But the wording of that is kind of boring. And so talking about tigers and, like, what they think they might want to eat someday is more dramatic. saying stuff like that, though, like that kind of stuff that implies that, like, you're a predator and I'm a prey and you don't give a shit about what I think, that doesn't make you seem cool. It just kind of makes you seem like an asshole. And if that's the, and that's what you think, well, like, I'm not going to lose any sleep over what you think. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed this. Look out for my follow-up piece, Why Being a Lone Wolf is Actually Terrible.
Thank you, Sean. I want it on the record that Improvised Star Trek are very kind comedy boyfriends to the Nerdalogs. We have a very healthy relationship. There's like a good Venn diagram, like a little bit of overlap, but we both do our own things. And then we come back just energized and refreshed, and it just feels really good, guys. Also, for, this is for real. Sean is one of my favorite people on Twitter. Sean, what's your handle?
Sean of Kelly. And that's spelled SEANOFKELLEY.
Yeah. Follow Sean. We talk a lot about stuff that you guys probably don't care about. But
like Grant Morrison comics.
Yeah, you guys like Grant Morrison comics? Cool.